Thursday, December 12th, Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. First reading from Revelation chapter 11, verse 19, chapter 12, verses 1 through 6, and verse 10. God's temple in heaven was opened, and the Ark of His covenant could be seen in the temple. A great sign appeared in the sky, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was with child and wailed aloud in pain as she labored to give birth. Then another sign appeared in the sky. It was a huge red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns, and on its heads were 7 diadems. Its tail swept away a third of the stars in the sky and hurled them down to the earth. Then the dragon stood before the woman about to give birth to devour her child when she gave birth. She gave birth to a son, a male child, destined to rule all the nations with an iron rod. Her child was caught up to God and his throne. The woman herself fled into the desert, where she had a place prepared by God. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, "Now have salvation and power come, and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his anointed." Haydock Commentary. By the woman clothed with the sun, interpreters commonly understand the Church of Christ shining with the light of faith under the protection of the Son of Justice, Jesus Christ. It may also by allusion be applied to our Blessed Lady, the Virgin Mary. The Church is clothed with the sun, that is, with Christ. She hath the moon, that is, the changeable things of the world, under her feet, and the 12 stars with which she is crowned are the 12 apostles. She is in labor and pain whilst she brings forth her children, and Christ in them, in the midst of afflictions and persecutions. Under the figure of a dragon are represented the various attempts of Satan to undermine the Church. The woman being with child signifies that the Church, even in the time of persecutions, brought forth children to Christ. It likewise signifies the difficulties which obstructed the first propagation of Christianity. Also by the dragon is generally understood the devil, and by the head and horns, kings and princes who act under him, persecuting the servants of God. Its tail swept away a third of the stars in the sky. This is spoken with an allusion to the fall of Lucifer from heaven, with the rebellious angels driven from thence by Saint Michael. Others interpret it of those bishops and eminent persons who fell under the weight of persecution and apostatized. The dragon stood before the woman, because the devil is always ready, as far as God permits him, to make war against the Church and the faithful servants of God. The child that the woman brings forth is a masculine race of Christians, willing to confess the name of the Lord and to fight his battles, who, through the merits of Jesus Christ, should triumph over all the attempts of the world. By the woman fleeing into the wilderness is meant that the Church in times of persecutions must be content to serve God in a private manner, but by divine providence such persecutions only lasted for a short time. The Christians were accustomed to fly during the times of persecution into the deserts to avoid the fury of the pagans. This was done by the greatest saints, and Saint Jerome remarks that it was this which gave rise to the eremitical state of life. The Gospel from Luke chapter 1 verses 39 through 47. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior." Haydock Commentary. The city to which Mary goes is generally supposed to be Hebron, a priestly town, situated in the mountains to the south of Judah and about 120 miles from Nazareth. According to the general opinion of the interpreters, John the Baptist leaping in the womb of Elizabeth was not a natural movement, and some think that God gave to Saint John, even in his mother's womb, a passing knowledge of the presence of his Redeemer. Gabriel and Elizabeth greet Mary in a similar way, both inspired by the Holy Ghost. And this is not only to the praise of Jesus, but for his sake to the praise of Mary, calling her blessed and her fruit blessed, and thus, as Venerable Bede asserts, holding her up to the veneration of both men and angels. By Elizabeth calling Mary the mother of my Lord, it is a proof that Christ was truly God, and the Blessed Virgin Mary truly the mother of God. Elizabeth was a just and blessed woman, yet the excellency of the mother of God does so far surpass that of Elizabeth and that of every other woman, as the sun outshines the smaller stars.